I don't usually indulge in booze, you know, where people go back through the list of people that they follow and remark on the interesting things that those people have said, or on the ways that they've recorded things, or on the issues that they've discussed, etc. The main reason for this is I have the most terrible short-term memory and often can't remember what it was that I was listening to a few moments earlier. To reassure you, though, I have a pretty good long-term memory, so ask me again in 10 years' time what it was that I liked about X person's boo, and I'll probably tell you. I have, however, just been listening to two boos recorded by the esteemed CEO, king, emperor, instigator of audio boo, Mark Rock, who was in a pub in Brixton. Now, I have to say, I spend most of my life trying to avoid Brixton. I have this image of it being gangster town in London. And the closest that I've ever knowingly got was changing tubes at Stockwell. However, I am actually going to be going, this is a bit of an aside, I will actually be going to Brixton this coming week. Mr. Mark Rogers of Trip to Paris fame from last year, and having a dodgy corkscrew fame from my audio boo of New Year, has persuaded me to go and see this chap playing in concert at the Brixton Academy. He goes by the name of something Hawley. Anyway, I've never heard of him. I'm sure it's going to be really exciting. I've listened to a couple of tracks on Spotify, and I'm sure it's going to be good. I think my main worry is actually that most people that I see in concert are people that are fairly well known, where you can hum along or even sing along, if you've got a better voice than me, to tracks that you know and love. And the problem is I don't know or love any tracks by this Hawley chap. So we'll see. Anyway, that's a huge tangent, because I was talking about Mark Rock in a pub in Brixton watching football. Now, football is something that it seems, unless Mr. Rock was putting on a show for his microphone, is something that I know nothing about, and evidently he knows nothing about. Actually, I think he's probably pretending, but I genuinely know nothing about it. See, now I thought, in fact I still think, that it is a competition played by between villages, neighbouring villages, between the church spires of the villages lived in by said villagers, where they kick a stuffed pig's bladder between the two places. And that, I realised, was the origins of this game, and I'm pretty sure that's how it's played today. And Mr. Rock is evidently pretty excited by the goings-on in this pub and the cheering and everything, and remarks on how exciting it all is. And yes, I mean, I can see. It really is exciting. X number of grown men, and then realised that not only did I not know what X was, but I also wasn't sure how grown up they were. But anyway, a certain number of adult men kicking a pig's bladder, around a field, with the sole object being to kick it into a net at one end or the other. Exciting. See, I get races. So, you know, the athletics at the Paralympics I went to, I get that. You know, you want to be the first to cross a line. That seems perfectly acceptable to me. I understand that. And I sort of understood the goalball at the Paralympics too. You know, you somebody is rolling this ball down a course, and you've got to, without using what many people would, I presume, consider to be their primary sense, their sight, without using that, you've got to work out where that ball is. And clearly, you know, both of those things are probably pretty innate skills within the human being, you know, from the days when we were out and about spearing animals for our supper. We would have had to have run faster than the person competing with us to catch said animal. And at night, when we obviously couldn't see very much, and presumably they hadn't invented guide dogs by then, we would have been listening really carefully to hear when that animal shot by. And this probably works for other sports as well. Boxing, yes, I can understand that. You want to beat up your opponent. If you can't beat them to the finish line, then you've got to knock them out, basically. Rowing, well, you know, if the animal you're trying to catch isn't a wildebeest and is in fact a crocodile, then you need a boat, don't you? And that goes for sailing too. And you need to be able to sail with expert skill, etc. I'll leave volleyball aside because that probably fits in the same category as football, to be honest. Unless it's birds that you're trying to catch and you're throwing things at them, I suppose that might work. But kicking a pig's bladder around a field, I don't get it. Funny business.